Imposter syndrome is incredibly common. It's that feeling that you fluked or tricked your way to success. That nagging feeling that you don't deserve your achievements, that you're a phony waiting to be found out, that someone's going to discover you are actually a failure. It can strike anyone, regardless of their experience or qualifications. I've worked with people with two PhDs who have imposter syndrome. So what are the signs you may have imposter syndrome? Well, there is an actual questionnaire to measure it, and it is attached to this resource. Now, Dr. Valerie Young has done a great deal of research into imposter syndrome and has come up with several types. See which one you are. The first is the perfectionist, where your focus is on how the work is done and how it turns out. You set unreasonably high standards for yourself, and one minor flaw means total shame or failure. Then you have the expert, which is where the main concern is what and how much you know. You believe you should know everything. Failure and shame comes from even a minor lack of knowledge. Then there's the soloist, who is concerned with who completes the task. They believe they should be able to do it all on their own, and needing help means you're a failure. Then there's the natural genius, who measures competence in how easy and quickly they do something. If they've struggled with something or taken several attempts to achieve it, they're a failure. Finally, there's the superhuman. They measure their competence on how many roles they can juggle and excel in. If they're not the perfect worker, partner, friend, manager, employee, volunteer, baker, cleaner, whatever, then they're a failure. Did you recognise any of those in yourself? I certainly recognised a couple of them in mine. And I've worked really hard to manage my imposter syndrome, and I continue to work on it. Managing it involves several aspects. Firstly, acknowledging imposter syndrome for what it is, an unhelpful story your mind creates, a negative thought habit that needs challenging and changing. Acknowledge it, talk about it, it's nothing to be ashamed of. Share your struggles with a trusted friend. You'll be surprised how many other people have similar feelings. Connect with others in your field who understand the struggle. Online communities or support groups can be a great source of encouragement. And remember, imposter syndrome doesn't define you. By acknowledging it and challenging it and celebrating your strengths, you can transform this voice of doubt into a motivator for growth and success. Separate reality from your self-doubt. Did you really land that promotion based on a fluke? Or actually was it your skills and hard work were recognised? Focus on the concrete achievements that got you there, the things you were good at. Now, no one is perfect at everything, and we're all still learning and developing. Getting things wrong is normal and it's good. It's how we learn. Celebrate your wins, big or small, no matter how insignificant they feel. We really have to work at changing our bias from negative to positive. At the end of every day, remind yourself of your positives, what you achieved, what you're good at. Maybe keep a wins folder where you document positive feedback and praise and achievements. And then when self-doubt creeps in, you revisit this folder so you know what you're doing. There's a worksheet as well attached to this resource to help you change your mindset. Now look, as usual, it's not overnight change. You really do have to work at it. I use all these techniques regularly to help me manage mine. I also remind myself that I don't get everything right, and that's okay. The doubt voice persists, and from time to time, it gets a bit stronger, but it doesn't mean I'm not amazing. Self-doubt is fine, but keep it in check. Move forward with confidence. Now go out there and smash it. Thank you for listening. And remember, you are amazing.